Catch every single moment.
We are underway.
On your station of origin.
Origin 1.
Triple M.
2 hours to go.
For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.
Success in life comes when you simply refuse to give up.
State of origin, it doesn't get better than this.
And in 2020, Queensland's will to win produced the greatest upset in origin history.
It is over. The Queenslanders are celebrating.
And on behalf of the worst and the Queensland team, thank you very much.
So this year, it simply must win for Freddie's Blues.
Now you're playing with the best. Get out there and play this wonderful brand of footy.
Backs against the wall. Back-to-back games in Queensland. It could be the perfect storm for New South Wales. But if Origin has taught us anything, it's that you can never,
Queensland,
ever,
they will not lay down.
Write off those Queenslanders.
Here's trouble.
Queensland have won it. It's a miracle.
State of Origin.
So welcome to Australia's greatest sporting rivalry. Coming to you live and loud for the very first time from Queensland Country Bank Stadium in Townsville for our great mates at Ream and Maccas. It's Queensland versus New South Wales. Triple M rocks Origin.
Yes, Origin has arrived, MG. It is a special State of Origin crossover edition of the Rush Hour tonight. The Rush Hour with yourself and me.
Yes.
In New South Wales meets the Rush Hour Queenslander with Ben Dobbin. Dobbo is live at Townsville. We're going to cross up to him next. How are you feeling, MG?
I'm feeling fantastic. The butterflies are in full motion. I need a net to try and stop them from getting out of my stomach. But now that we're here, now that we've been talking Origin today before the game and we're looking at the teams, and I'm pumped, Liam. I'm pumped.
Oh, well, we've got a lot to get through. Obviously, we're counting you down to kick off. We've got all your coverage right through to the final whistle. Gerds is going to join us just before 7 o'clock. He's part of the call tonight. We've got to get to the bottom of this gentleman's agreement.
Yes. See,
because Brandy's in on it, but Nate Miles isn't. Cameron Smith's not in on it, but DC is. So
DC, I'll be careful with DC. You know, the last time that he wanted to, you know, shake her hand for us.
Shots fired. I love it. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, meeting the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo. We've got you covered. We're going to go live to Townsville next with that man, Ben Dobbo.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour's Origin Special.
This is the Rush Hour crossover show. It's the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo meets the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M as we prepare you for State of Origin Game 1 live in Townsville. I get knocked down and I get up again. The players are doing tonight, MG.
Well, they will. They will. And there's been a big black cloud over the NRL of late with the crackdown on high tackles, but I don't think we'll see much of that tonight. I think and I pray that Jared Sutton, the referee, puts his whistle away and let these two teams, who since 1980 we've been marvelling at State of Origin, please don't ruin our contest.
We'll keep your powder dry. We are going to get to the gentleman's agreement and the comments that have been made by all and sundry very shortly. We need to bring in this man, the man of Queensland, up in Townsville. The scene is set. Ben Dobbin, how is it? How are we feeling? What's the vibe?
Oh, guys, very good evening. Unbelievable. That's the only way I can describe Townsville at the moment. It is a sea of Maroon. This is no neutral game. This is a home game for the Queensland Maroons. Don't make any mistakes about it. And look, I just want to thank the NRL right now for doing this at Queensland Country Bank Stadium, because currently, as we speak, Canberra is 3 degrees. Now, it is a balmy 21 degrees right here now. It's going to be a beautiful 19 degrees by kickoff. And why would we want to be in a 3 degrees rainy Canberra? Which was supposed to be the other venue. It's just absolutely a picture here. It's been a good afternoon. They closed the street off their main street, Flinders Street, at midday today. They've had Busby Maru. They've had Jessica Mowboy. They've had Birds of Tokyo playing. And you know what? The festivities have continued. So come kick off 8 o'clock. It's going to be quite interesting what we get here at the stadium, but we're looking forward to the spectacle. I can't wait.
I tell you why they wanted to have it in Canberra, big boys, because it's neutral. It's a neutral ground. That's why.
No, now it's you're up not.
Somehow the Queenslanders have done it again. They've got two home games. I can't believe it.
MG, you're not seriously going to tell me 45 minutes from the New South Wales border that that's a neutral game? Like, there would not be one Queenslander in Canberra if there was other than the team. It was the right decision to make.
You've been to New South Wales. You know that no one goes to Canberra for holidays.
I was born there. No one goes there
for, a holiday. A lot of people go to Townsville.
Yeah, we go to Questacon.
No, you go to Fish Week.
Dobbo.
Yeah, they sell firecrackers. That's the only reason.
Tell me the truth, Dobbo. Have you, you being the man of Queensland that you are, have you managed to avoid Tent City? Have you managed to not be put up in one of those $580 twin share numbers? Uh-huh.
I've got to say this now, I haven't, and I want to thank you to the people, my companies that I work for and these employers companies. That put me up. But I tell you what, no, well, Channel 9 are paying the accommodation, I'm being honest with you, for me. And it's a rat hole. There's no two ways other than to say that. You know, we were late to the game, but I'm there. It's a bed. I mean, who am I to whinge? I'm lucky to be in Townsville. I'm just happy to be here.
Hey, boys, let's talk a little bit of footy. MG, I'll put this question to you. Dobbo, I want to get the Queensland perspective from you afterwards. If New South Wales go down tonight, MG, and heaven forbid, which two players are under the microscope tomorrow morning?
Well, inevitably, when New South Wales lose, the half is always under the pump. Ask Mitchell Pearce about that. So I would say that everything will be levelled at Nathan Cleary. Look, he's into his 10th game, I think, tonight, or 9th game. I expect him to have a bottler. I expect him to have a real, real big game, I think. And I think the other guy who will be under the pump if they do lose is probably Damien Cook.
Oh, with Happy Coruscant on the score as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming, breathing lots down his neck. So, but I think we'll win, so it doesn't matter.
What about you, Dobbo?
Oh, look, I think if Queensland lose tonight, there's going to be some question marks. There has to be around the bench. I mean, Jaden Sewer was dropped from South Sydney prior to coming here, and Joe Ofenangawa at the Tigers, I think he counts himself very lucky. I think if I can throw an extra one in, AJ Brimson's had that injury cloud over the whole time. Oh. I think that, you know, New South Wales are the clear favourites. I think Queensland are the underdogs because of the bench. I think there will be question marks from the very get-go about how this bench goes. I mean, seriously, Harry Grant, their number nine, hasn't played in a month and he's expected to play 80 minutes.
Have you got the violin there? Please. Now, listen, it's been since 1980. We've played 41 years of Origin, and every season, every series, New South Wales have gone in favourites. Yet Queensland lead 22-15.
Well, hang on. You've got Kurt Capewell and Dan Gagai in the centres. Compared to Latrell Mitchell and Tommy Trbojevic. I mean, we are the underdogs. We're injured. We've had illness. You know, we've actually had to travel. Paul Green's the new coach. It's been unbelievable.
Wow, you poor buggers. I feel so sorry for you.
New South Wales has had to put two fullbacks in centres, Dobbo. That's how well they're going.
They don't even have centres.
Back to your corners, gentlemen. We got to talk about this gentleman's agreement. Does it exist? Does it not? Nate Miles certainly doesn't think so. He's prepared for people to lie down to get the penalty. I want to get your take next. It's the Rush Hour with Dobbo, MG and Liam. Counting you down to State of Origin Game 1.
Triple M Rush Hour Origin Special.
And right across the Triple M network, from Coffs Harbour to Dubbo, the Gold Coast, Townsville, Toowoomba, Merrybrother, this is the Rush Hour with MG, Liam and Dobbo as we cross over and get you prepped for this Game 1 State of Origin. Now, gentlemen, we need to discuss gentlemen's agreements. This was first floated by Daly Cherry Evans, the captain of the Maroons, during the week, suggesting that there would be a gentleman's agreement not to lay down and play for penalties. Since then, we have had opinions left, right and centre. Now, last night on NRL 360, we got the insight from both coaching staffs. This is what Greg Alexander had to say from the New South Wales perspective.
You've got to get up. What's happened in the club, in clubs?
Just having a bit of this technical issues here. Anyway, in short, Brandy said that New South Wales
no chance.
He said that they wouldn't lay down. He said they wouldn't be doing it. Right. And then this is the response we then got from Nate Miles, the Queensland assistant coach.
Shit, no. There's no gentleman agreement in Origin. You play for keeps, mate. If there's a penalty to be given in the 78th minute and they need 1 point and they can kick a goal, they're laying.
Dobbo. Dobbo, what is going on? Are the Queenslanders on board with this agreement or not?
No, I don't think there ever was an agreement. I think Daly was trying to actually create some spark. Look, the bottom line is that's it. You can't tell me that if New South Wales are leading or it's tied up at 12-all with 1 minute to play, and Damien Cook might get a suspected high shot, but it's not really. He doesn't milk for them to go upstairs to have a look at it and get a penalty so they can kick the two and win game one. There's absolutely no way. He does not jump to his feet, and you know this, MG. He doesn't jump to his feet and play the ball and go on. He looks for that two-point penalty, and that is just a fact. And Queensland will be doing everything they can to win game one, and if that means laying down on a shot that could be line ball and they could milk a penalty, that's going to happen.
Well, the last time someone laid down in an Australian jersey or in the Olympics, they got howled down for years and years. Yes, and I really, do you want to be that guy in the current climate? In the current when the game has been going through a really big change of late.
Because, I agree with all this.
And I think it's a play. Look, as for Daly saying that, it's not the first time he's reneged on a handshake deal, so I'm not going to, whatever he says.
Oh, come on, come on.
But how can he be saying this, the captain, and then the assistant coach is saying there's no such deal? Like, on the same page, boys. At least Freddie and Brandy both said, no way. There's no way our players are laying down. Because the last thing you want to do is wake up tomorrow morning and say, Queensland win by default. Because a bloke who pretended he had an injury in today's climate, pretended he had an injury, and they won by 2 points against the better team.
What's the difference between State of Origin now, and let's be honest, and a normal club game, if you can potentially get an edge over your side, you don't think that the likes of, and I'm being serious here, Tommy Trbojevic, Latrell Mitchell, you don't think Latrell Mitchell milks a penalty to try and put their side and give them game one lead when it is, we know how tight this game's going to be. We know how difficult it is to win on an away track, and you don't think that it comes there, let's see if the referee just has a double guess himself and Jared Sutton goes to the pocket and puts the whistle and goes, you know what? I'm going to give him a penalty. Now, Queensland are going to howl. All of Queensland are going to howl, but you know what? Every single person in New South Wales is going to say, you great legend, Latrell Mitchell. Nah, thank you so much.
Not in the current climate. A month ago, maybe. But we were up there for Magic Round. We watched game, we commentated together, and we said, what's going on?
It's dreadful.
And so now we've got a chance to change it. And on the biggest stage, our two teams, Queensland and New South Wales, have a chance to get rid of the crap.
I agree with that.
We bag soccer. We bag soccer for faking it. We don't want to turn into soccer on the biggest stage there is in the rugby league calendar, Dobbo. We don't want to win a game. We don't want to win a game because we cheated.
Yeah, well, I agree with all that. But just what – I'll say this. What happens if that decision is taken out of the players' hands? If the referees have the mandate from Peter Volandis and they go, you know what, we're going to go to the pocket, we're going to bin blokes, and the game is determined at some stages throughout the first 80 minutes that potentially players are going to the bin. And, you know, Origin's tough enough at 13 on 13, but imagine if it's 11 on 13 and if New South Wales are able to fight through all that.
I don't think we'll see that. I'm hoping not. The referee will keep the whistle in his pocket because I think if the players do the right thing, like we saw two last weekend, one from Dane Laurie from the Tigers who got up and winked at the referee, and that was kind of the catalyst to this outcry. Rugby league has been built on the pillars of those before us who play tough. State of Origin is the hardest game there is to play. That's what people got to get. We don't want people who, i.e. our players, playing in the toughest arena there is, going down because they're faking it. That's not Origin.
I'm with you.
Artie Beast will be turning in his grave. Come on, we're better than that.
All right. Take a breath, you two. Take a breath. It's all right. Hey, I like the spirit. I like the heat.
I'd never lay down, MG. I'd lay right next to you, baby.
I think you both need to go and have a bit of a lay down. We've got to get to a break. Ben Dobbin, you've got to go and run errands. You've got to go and
Channel 9,
collect
baby.
Envelopes, stuff full of cash. You've got to go and cross.
It's called cabbage.
Cabbage. Break all the news for 9. Dobbo will be our man on the sideline for tonight's call. Dobbo, outstanding job this evening. Best of luck for tonight's call.
Go Queensland. Can't wait to be part of the coverage from 7.
This is the Rush Hour crossover edition with MG and Liam and Dobbo ahead of Game 1 State of Origin.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour's Origin Special. Townsville's a neutral venue. Well, I guess you can call this a neutral show. Flame Rush Hour Origin Special.
Yeah, the Rush Hour with MG and Liam and the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo combining ahead of Game 1 State of Origin. It is thanks to The Star, MG. You can check out what's on at The Star by heading to thestarsydney.com.au. As we know, we were there on Monday for our live show.
Yeah, that was fantastic Monday night. Thank you, The Star.
We had the great Queenslander Wendell Saylor, who I think we're going to get in studio with us very shortly for a bit of State of Origin rapid fire footy up next.
Yep.
Look, they've got trivia, they've got restaurants, everything is fantastic. To get the star, head to thestarsydney.com.au to find out what is going on. Now, MG, 133353. We want input. We want opinions. We want to know why you think your state's going to win.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're from
anywhere
other than New South Wales or Queensland,
the Eastern Stormboard,
don't bother calling us. But New South Welsh people, Queenslanders, 133353. We want you to tell us why your state is going to win this game. As I said, Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saylor are going to jump in and tell us exactly why their states win this game. But how are your butterfly? Quick butterfly check, MG.
Butterflies are great. They're probably at 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Yeah, I think right before the kickoff, it'll be full tilt. 10 out of 10. But yeah, since Monday, since we've been at the Star, we had our outside broadcast. The Origin theme is here, and now we're still talking about the game. It's a good 9 out of 10.
You're starting to feel it a bit. Hey, there's a quick shift in the New South Wales team we'll tell you about next as well. A little bit of trickery in the backs. We're going to get to that next. But 133353, we want your calls. We want to know why your state is going to win game one tonight as we count you down. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
The Triple M Rush Hour Origin Special.
And this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam and Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo as well, the crossover show, counting you down to State of Origin Game 1.
Well, the game's already started because we know how we get our feed every Thursday and Friday night. We call the footy here from downstairs, Steve.
Mm.
Steve's a Queensland supporter.
And what has he done to you?
He sprinkled chilli with it. It's hotter than the sun. My tongue feels like it's about to explode. Wow.
MG's been spiked.
Oh, my head. Look at my head. Sweating like a, you know what?
He's beating with sweat off the bald dome. Hey, we've got a quick lineup change for New South Wales.
Yes, it's Brian To'o and the Fox have changed wings. So now Brian To'o will go to the left wing and the Fox will go to the right, which means Latrell and Brian To'o will be with each other with Jerome Luai, and Cleary, Turbo and Fox will be on the right side.
So that puts Capewell and Coates up against To'o and Mitchell?
No, I think it'll be Gagai on the right centre with Coates and DCE. And okay. on the left, it'll be Munster, Capewell and Felt.
Okay, interesting to see how that plays out because the conversation was that Trbojevic would be there to support To'o under the high ball. But now they've made the switch. So we might get Ryan Girdler's thoughts on that shortly after 7 o'clock.
We've and Wendell as well.
NRL primetime. Wendell Saylor, of course, one of the greatest ever to do it. Second only ever winger to win man of the match in a State of Origin game. So
that's all Willie Khan, yep.
Dell will be in with us very shortly. Right, 133353, we want to know why your state is going to win. First off the rank, we've got Anthony in Brisbane. G'day, Anthony.
Hey, g'day, guys. G'day, MG.
Hey, Tone, how are you, brother?
Good, brother. How you been, mate?
Fantastic, mate. How are you going up in sunny Queensland these days?
Oh, mate, it's beautiful up here except State of Origin time.
Okay, tell us why the Blues are going to win then.
I really think that we've got a strong team and we're just going to smash them tonight, hopefully. Otherwise, because I can't go to work tomorrow.
Who's the man of the match, Tone?
I'm going to say Latrell.
Oh, nice. Okay.
He's fit and firing. He had that nice little suspension there. Graham in Central Queensland. We're broadcasting the show into Central Queensland tonight. Graham, Queensland, why do they win tonight?
Look, the home ground advantage has got to help. But I think all the boys will do the job, even the new coach.
Yeah, well, you know what, Gray? Ever since Origin's been in the concept, New South Wales have always been favourites, but somehow Queensland won 22 series to 15. Yeah, so never – look, there is no favourites in
how
Origin.
How they claim underdog status every year, I don't know. We've got Cole on the ground in Townsville, but he's a New South Wales fan. Cole, have you made the trip up or do we live there?
I've lived there for quite a few years now. So.
Oh, nice.
I lived at Parramatta during the golden years, and you can't take a team and then turn your back on them. So,
well done, Cole.
Yeah, how are you, MG?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, buddy. My man was a mad Parra fan too, the Ray Higgs and Graham Olling era.
we've just been downtown. We couldn't get tickets to the big game, even though we've been Cowboys supporters for quite a few years, and rubbed shoulders with Mr. Hindmarsh, and I saw Wally and said g'day to him and all that sort of thing.
Ah, good on you. Pumping. Well, how good for Townsville.
Cole, just go up to the gate and tell him you're Anthony Maroon. Just take his ticket.
Yeah, anyway, but yeah, the reason the Blues are going to win is because of combinations. I mean, the Penny Panther combination there, and you know, and Mr. Cleary, man of the match, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
good on you,
Cole.
Like
good to hear your voice, buddy.
He's put MG in a good mood there.
Oh, yeah.
Just pumping up the Panthers. Hey, speaking of pumping things up, we are going to get basically the full complement. Dan Ganane will be calling the game tonight. Ben Dobbin will be the man on the sideline. But we have the full complement of experts in the studio with us next, MG. Ryan Girdler, still the point-scoring record in a single game of State of Origin. Wendell Saylor, the man who changed the position of wing. They'll join us up next on this special crossover edition of the Rush Hour, getting ready for Game 1, State of Origin 2021.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour's Origin Special.
The blue sky town. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. And
oh, the boys are pumped. Look at the boys.
Let's get it on.
We're counting you down to State of Origin Game 1, and the inmates are running the asylum here at the moment. Ryan Girdler's waltzed in. He's banging things.
He's ringing the cowbell.
Wendell Saylor's.
I'm banging things.
You're banging the cowbell. Wendell Saylor.
I've seen Del this pump for a long time.
He's shadow boxing himself. How are you, Wendell?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling confident.
Underdogs?
Underdogs. Underdogs, but.
As always.
No, but your side, New South Wales, I know you're a filthy South Australia.
South Australia.
But you just jumped on the New South Wales bandwagon, especially
It's
at the
hardly
start.
Been a bandwagon.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Ryan Girdler, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Liam. How are you? I'm excited.
I'm good.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah?
Always, yeah.
You were a bit flat outside the studio, and then you got in here, and Wendell's pumped things up.
That's
and
how
MG's
it works.
Rolling
that's
the
how it works. I always used to wait on the wingman to get me excited.
Yep. Yeah.
And as we'll a player, we always waited for the whistle would blow to start the play.
Right.
And then boom.
Okay.
Yeah, then he's on.
Well, he's got an hour and 20 before the whistle blows for this one tonight. NRL prime time coming up next with you three gentlemen. Dan Ganane will be calling all the action, and Ben Dobbin, our man on the ground in Townsville. But as we end every pre-game show, let's do one of these.
Triple M Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy.
Thanks to the Lone Pine Tavern. They are reopening their doors at Rudy Hill. They're already open. They opened last Saturday, the 5th of June. So get in there and have a drink at the Lone Pine Tavern. Gentlemen, fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Wendell, we'll start with you.
Sounds good.
In tonight's game, which player has a statue in their future?
Oh, look, my man Cam Munster. Yeah, especially CQ boy. He's a goat. I love him.
I'm going to say Tommy Turbo, and they're going to erect it in Manly Corso.
The Four Pines Park now.
Manly Corso. And that's
Corso.
A sign of redemption. He hasn't drank since that night, and it's a message to all kids. Yeah. Don't race your mates.
Do they have to put a...
Don't race your mates on the pen and ink, boys.
His mate, was it?
Oh, it is. It is now. The guy who raced him is more popular than him.
Harry. Do they have to put a little statue of Harry, like 5 metres ahead of him?
Mm. Yes.
Gertz, who has a statue?
Look, Nathan Cleary, I guess it's time for Nathan. He's, 23, played 9 Origins, so he's experienced, and he's got a big... he's decent period ahead of him if he wants to make his mark at Origin, so it's all there for him.
Okay, MG, what is the most important 10-minute window in tonight's game?
Oh, the first 10. The first 10 is the most important because that's the game you can, when you can get lost or you can really be involved in the game, especially the rookies. They've got to make a tackle or make a run.
Del?
I'm going to say the last 10. Just because, like, Queensland and New South Wales have found so many ways to win, but that's where the mental toughness comes in, where you're the one percenters.
I'm going to say the next 10. Oh. The next 10 coming.
Well, the 10 before the game is pretty important too, isn't
You're
it?
You're a coach's pet.
Yeah.
The next 10, guys.
Oh, they're all important.
Yeah.
All right. Del, what one aspect of tonight's game in the lead-up has been overlooked? What hasn't been talked about enough?
Just the kicking game from both teams. Like, everyone's talking about, you know, the head-eye shots and all this and that, but I reckon the skill of Cherry Evans and Nathan Cleary with their kicking games.
Good one. Good point.
I'm going to say probably the fact they had 8 debutants last year going into Game 1, Queensland. They've got one, and that guy's played over 200 games. So I don't think anyone's really spoken about that.
Okay.
I think the fact that Wayne Bennett's not there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wayne Bennett's not there. He's the reason, I think, last year this young rookie team won, and I think without him there, it's going to be interesting to see how they go tonight. I know the coach doesn't win the game for you, but he goes a long way to helping.
Of course.
Yeah, nice. All right, last one, gentlemen. Gerds, if New South Wales win, which player is unavailable due to a mysterious illness, maybe over-celebrating a little bit this weekend for their club?
I would say if Queensland win, Caulfield on home territory
100%.
Would party for a couple of days.
Yeah.
New South Wales guys all look pretty subdued. I think they'll take it pretty easy, but I reckon if the Queenslanders get up, Kyle will have a big couple of days.
Yeah. What's the bar up there? What's the bar called in Townsville?
Mad Cow.
There you go. Mm. Yes.
My go-to answer is Tommy Turbo.
Tommy Turbo?
Yeah.
He hasn't
had a drink in 6 months. He's going to watch him unleash.
Queenslanders will be challenging him to a race if they see him out there anyway. Wendell.
Mate, I would say my man Cam Munster, but obviously had a little bit of a hiccup in Brisbane. So I'm going to Kyle Felt too, because I reckon North Queensland boy, yeah. It's been a long time coming, 29 years of age. And he owns this field. I think he scored 12 tries in 16 games here.
I love it.
Good stat.
Outstanding. All right, you're armed to the teeth with stats, gentlemen. NRL prop types coming up next. Dagenade standing by. Ben Dobbins live on the sideline at Townsville. Wendell just needs to punch something. We need to find something for Wendell to hit so he can get some of this frustration out. Stick around. We got you covered all the way through to the final whistle. State of Origin Game 1 coming
up. Let's go!